Hi. My name's Moses. I think most of you know my story. Born into slavery in Egypt to Hebrew parents. Mom put me in a reed basket. Pharaoh's daughter found me and raised me. Killed an Egyptian trying to help some people. Hid in the land of Midian until that day with a burning bush. Let my people go. Plagues by the bushel. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, so now we're up to speed. Let me continue the story. So God did real well by us and got us to the Red Sea. Well, the Egyptians decided to follow us. Now, after everything God had already done, you would have thought my people would feel pretty safe, right?
They're going to get us.
We're all going to die.
I told you we should have stayed in Egypt.
But of course, we didn't die. God did the great trick with the Red Sea, and we got across high and dry, while the Egyptians, well, best not to dwell on that. We traveled for 3 days into the wilderness of Shur, and we finally found some water in Marah. But
I'm tired.
Are we there yet?
This water's terrible.
But the Lord came to the rescue again. He showed me this tree and had me throw it into the water. I hadn't tasted water that good since. So on we went until we got to the wilderness of Sin. Well, guess what?
I'm starving.
I told you we're going to die, but now of hunger.
I want to go back to Egypt.
I wouldn't have blamed God if he had just washed his hands of us right then and there. But he didn't. That evening, a whole flock of quails flew into the camp. And next morning,
What is that stuff?
It was manna. And the boy, was it good. God told us to gather it, and no matter how much each person gathered, they each had just enough. Not too much, not too little. God told us to use it up each day and not keep it overnight. Do you think we could even do that right?
It's all full of worms.
Man, what a stench.
But we finally got the hang of it. And God even gave us extra on the sixth day so we could take a nice rest on the seventh, just like he did. But then...
manna again?
Seriously, dude, if I eat one more quail, I'm going to hurl.
I want to go back to Egypt.
And then?
I'm going to dry up and blow away.
I want a yoo-hoo.
Give me a Schlitz.
We want to go back to Egypt.
And on and on. You just can't please some people. No matter what God did for us, it wasn't good enough. And don't even get me started on that thing with the golden calf. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Finally, I looked up at the sky and said, oh, Lord, these people, what am I going to do with them? They're driving me nuts. But God just said, Moses, my son, don't take it personally. They aren't angry with you. They're angry with me. I just don't get it. And everything he's done for us, can you imagine being angry with God?